Dozens of people from West Anchorage attended Tuesday's assembly meeting to testify against the West Anchorage District Plan. They're worried that the plan, which includes land swaps between the airport and the municipality, could endanger the very fiber of their communities and their lifestyle, which is built around the open spaces provided by parks and trails. Wayne Hall testified against any swap that would change the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail.
I've lived in Anchorage since 1978 and been a homeowner most of that time. In the time that I've lived here, there have been many changes affecting the quality of life. Unfortunately, many of them have been negative: more noise, more traffic, more crowds. But on the positive side is the system of trails and parks we have, though they too have been threatened and in some cases whittled down. The Coastal Trail, for me, is the heart of that system. And once again, it's under attack.
Others testified that past leaders had tried to break up parks and reroute trails for development, but that residents had fought back and won. The West District Plan tries to represent what will happen in the west side of town over the next 20 years. One big consideration is the airport and its possible need for an additional runway. At stake is the Coastal Trail, which runs both parallel and through airport land. And there's Point Woronzoff State Park. One of the people who testified before the assembly Tuesday evening was former Governor Tony Knowles. He had two suggestions: that the assembly amend the plan to take Point Woronzoff Park off the table, and that they create a task force.
This task force, with that guideline, would be charged to work with the airport stakeholders to develop a recommendation to the assembly for a mutually satisfactory classification of the parcels for the long-term horizon.
Dozens testified. Before the end of the meeting, a man named Doug Campbell, who said he's an expert in land use, testified that he had discovered documents that could potentially rule out any trade that involved Point Woronzoff Park. He says there's a restriction in the deed that prohibits the uses for which the land would be developed and would therefore void the need for the proposed land exchange. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall and Assembly Member Harriet Drummond, the two West Anchorage representatives, have passed those documents on to the municipal attorney and the planning department for review. The assembly did not begin discussion or debate on the West District Plan, especially considering the new discovery, but they're scheduled to do so July 11th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.